This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
John Kirby keeps telling us that, you know, we're not looking for a war with Iran. We're not looking for a war with Iran. Well, guess what? Iran seems to be looking for a war. They're looking to expand the war in Israel. They're looking to go after American interests. There is no doubt about that, folks. As we now know, the names of the three American service members who were killed at Tower 22, the base there in northern Jordan along the borders with Iraq and Syria. And, of course, many others were injured, at least eight needing to be airlifted out of the area for what they call higher level care because of these the severity of the injuries. We also know more at this hour about what may have happened and led to this attack actually occurring without defensive mechanisms kicking in or being activated. And that means, folks, that it appears that there was confusion of an American surveillance drone making its way back to the base, but then at the same time, the Iranian drone essentially was coming in, and there was confusion as to what it was, or it might have been friendly. And, of course, we all know the terrible story of this, that drone came in, it hit the barracks there where these soldiers were sleeping, and three soldiers were killed. Folks, welcome to the program. Of course, Tuesday edition is here. We're glad to be with you here this morning, as always. And don't forget the telephone number if you'd like to opine on the program this morning is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by, so head on over, or I should say go ahead and give us a call. You can also head on over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website, and you can send us a direct message as well. So go check that out, and we've got some great direct messages already this morning, and we do really appreciate it. Well, folks, we're going to talk about, of course, obviously, the latest on what happened in Jordan, and we'll also talk a little bit about what's going on the border, not just with Texas and the standoff with the Biden administration, as that is ongoing, but I do think, though, that Texas will ultimately have the upper hand or prevail as all of this gets worked out up into and including the Supreme Court. That's our hope, of course, because the alternative is simply completely out of kilter. I can't imagine, my friends, that we would be able to say that the administration, any administration, based on what the Supreme Court may find, that any administration could simply say, guess what? We're not enforcing the border at all. We're just, it's, in fact, we can just kind of leave it open. Just leave the door open. It's fine. Anybody can come in, and that's in our purview now. So no matter what it's doing to your state and no matter what it's doing to the rest of the country, as people make their way through, no matter what happens, we're in the right. It doesn't make any sense. I don't think it goes to any, certainly to the spirit of what the Constitution's all about. And also, I think it would go against the letter of the law because Congress has made laws that have been signed into law by various presidents over time, which creates the law of the land. And if the Biden administration does not want to enforce that law, well, that, my friends, is a direct dereliction of duty. And something we've even talked about, mentioned here in the program over the last couple of days, insofar as that is really an act of omission. But it is, in fact, an act, right? And so if you were looking to try to impeach a president for something that the president did, well, this is something the president, quote, did not do. But again, it is something that is derelict in their duty. And that could be impeachable because it goes to national security. It goes to fundamental upholding of the law, of which the president is sworn to uphold. So we'll talk more about that, of course, as we go through the program. But I do want to mention this because we now know this has been announced from the Pentagon. We know the names of the three Army reservists who were killed at Tower 22 in the drone attack. That is Sergeant William Jerome Rivers, 46 years old, of Carrollton, Georgia. Specialist Kennedy LaDon Sanders, 24 years old, from Waycross, Georgia. And Specialist Breonna Alexandria Moffett, 23 years old, of Savannah, Georgia. They all came from the Army Reserve Engineering Unit in Georgia. And, you know, it is absolutely heartbreaking to hear of this, obviously. And now we're putting names to those who lost their lives. Back in hour number one, I did mention about, again, those who join up with the armed forces and are, you know, are deployed in different parts of the world, their bravery just absolutely overwhelms me. It is something that I just marvel at, as I know that you do, that we all do. And they have fallen in service of their country, and we owe them a great debt. And, of course, our condolences, our sincerest and deepest condolences go out to their families, their loved ones, their colleagues, as they were serving their country and attacked in this most cowardly way, to say the least. But now, of course, the question becomes, what will the response look like? What will the Biden administration either talk itself into or talk itself out of? And whether or not that actually includes going after Iran proper, as it were. But that remains to be seen. But I'll tell you what, folks, we're going to come up to the break here real quick. When we come back, we'll talk more about this, plus the border, plus we've got some other stories to tell you about as well this morning. So we're glad that you're there. We're heading into hour number four, which is the 5 o'clock hour in the East. Kyle Warren with you. And we're having a lot of fun on the program today, as always. It has been chock full, folks, but we still got a lot to go this morning. So stay right there. We are coming right back, I promise.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
Tuesday edition of Moves On, folks. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to opine this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we've got a lot of great direct messages already. And before we get to the telephone lines, I do want you to hear this audio clip. This is a great question, and let's see, I don't know exactly who asked it at the White House press briefing room, and that, you know, a lot of times, you know, there's not a lot of news necessarily that breaks out, you know, at the White House press briefing room per se. I mean, there's commentary or there's, you know, Karine Jean-Pierre tries to read from the binder a lot and try to, make sense of whatever, the Biden administration or Biden himself tried to say that day. So sometimes it's, you know, but sometimes it can be very, very entertaining. And certainly it becomes something that I like to call talk show gold. It just becomes talk show gold, and I have to share this with you. Absolutely. So it's a real brief audio clip. We've got Karine Jean-Pierre being asked the question about when others have called to secure the border or to close the border or to do something about the border. Well, you'll hear the question. It's priceless. Let's listen in.
Michael. Back in the winter of 2018 and the spring of 2019, President Trump vowed to shut down the border with Mexico, using almost the identical language that the president used on Friday. Many, if not most, if not practically all Democrats called that xenophobic and even racist. Why shouldn't people make the same conclusion about this president's threat to shut down the entire border with Mexico?
So we believe the new enforcement tools that currently don't exist, that will be...
Okay, stop right there. Oh, what a wonderful question. It's so great. I'll tell you, you know, well, the short answer, of which Karine Jean-Pierre is not going to tell you, is that, well, Joe Biden's a Democrat. And if a Democrat calls to close the border, they probably have a darn good reason, you know, for saying something like that, or for intimating that that's something they would want to do or might do. But the short answer is that Joe Biden's a Democrat. And the corollary to that answer is that, well, we're also trying to win an election here. Where, you know, it's an election year, and also calling our opponents on the other side of the aisle a bunch of racists, if they say anything about the border other than just let it go, I mean, let it rip, let it be, then, see, that's all just part of a political maneuver. It's just that way. But, of course, Karine Jean-Pierre then starts in, you know, well, you know, we need these enforcement tools, which don't exist right now, and we need to have the bipartisan bill. It's all about trying to make you believe that having a bill is going to fix this problem, number one, and give Biden the tools he needs, quote-unquote, in order to manage the border. You know, because you hear the same things. Like, well, this is why we started negotiations. This is why we started negotiations. And this is why we put together a bill. In fact, and caller, hold on real quick, because we want to hear this little bit, because this goes exactly with what we're talking about right here. So let's hear Joe Biden as he says, folks, you know, we need to do this and fix this. Let's listen.
Folks, we're making real progress. One of the most important issues we're facing, security at the border. The first bill I introduced was for a massive change in security at our border. 2 months ago, my team began to work with a bipartisan group of senators to put together the toughest, smartest, fairest border security bill in history. The best one the nation's ever seen.
So there you have Joe Biden. Folks, you know, we got to do this. And we put it out first. And you know, it just goes on and on. This is where they come along every couple of, you know, every election cycle, and then suddenly say things that they know that you pretty much may want to hear. But after that, you know what the refrain will be? Well, we're not doing that. And why? Well, guess what? Elections have consequences, don't they? So now we're just going to go on our merry way with our own agenda, but they are obviously trying to make it look like, hey, you know, we're real big on the border. We're real big on the border, but it's these Republicans. It's this governor. It's all this stuff. All right. Backgammon Bob, you're on the air with us this morning. Good morning. Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir, Kat. Yes, sir. Just want to know, the border is nothing more than the Democratic voter importation program run by Obama. That's all it is. Okay. And as far as Iraq, I got one thing to say.
Bomb, 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 Iraq. Bomb, 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 Iraq.
All right. All right. Well, that's not Senator Lindsey Graham, is it?
But I'm just saying that's the that, and primarily you got to take out the mullahs. If you go in there and you try and take out the mullahs, and like you're saying, bomb some of their infrastructure, their oil refineries, and like that, that'll go a long way. Now, do they have nukes? Possibly they do. But you make it very clear to them. Just say to them, if you have nukes and you use them, your country will be obliterated. Primarily, we will aim for Tehran and stuff like that, and we will wipe it off the face of the earth.
Well, that may be something they're talking about in terms of the back channels. But, yeah, the question of nukes. But also, I don't know that the Biden administration would even go that far, to be honest. I really think that they are dealing with Iran from this weird place.
When you say Biden, say Obama. Biden has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Biden is totally out of it.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely somebody pulling.
That reads a teleprompter.
Yeah. I think, do you have your radio turned up? If you do, go ahead and turn it down. But,
I'm talking over. I'm talking over the my electric thing. I'll talk.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate the call very much, Beckham and Bob. And, yeah, this is...
Let me ask you one last thing.
Sure.
Do you agree with my sentiments?
You know, in terms of where to bomb, if they're going to bomb anything or what they're going to do to attack, I think that has to be very well worked out and thought out ahead of time. I don't know that you go in and carpet bomb anything yet. I think there's all kinds of different things that can be done in terms of going after.
I don't think you carpet bomb. I think you pick out specific targets and take them out surgically.
Yeah. Well, in other words, you could look at the oil platforms or the oil refineries, things that would really make it hurt for them. And at the same time, of course, making it plain that that we know where all their stuff is. But there is that nuclear question, and whether or not you can go after the sites, they're buried pretty far. But this is what the military is good at doing. It depends on whether or not the bunker busters can penetrate that far. I recall in recent times that they're trying to get them so deep that they can't get hit by a bunker buster. But definitely, there are all kinds of options, number one.
The entrance is they can't get to their bunker busters.
That's really true. That's really true.
If you can't go in a cave, if you can't get through the door.
Well, exactly right. But I do think that they probably are going to start with going after these separate, Iran-backed, what they call militias in the media, but we know are terrorist organizations. They'll go after those particularly first and may have some other things to do, too. Maybe we heard Denise Simon talking about maybe sinking one of their intelligence-gathering ships and things like that. That's probably where they're going to start.
You could take out would be their communications. You could take out their radio stations, their radar towers, all their means of communication and stuff.
Well, sure. I think all that stuff is on the table. And but what they'll do, because the idea of going after Iran proper at this point, that's what I think they're trying to they're debating back and forth. In terms of what does that mean? What does that mean for consequences in terms of other terrorist attacks, even in this country? So ultimately, you've got to show Iran that that they crossed the line and that it's going to be very, very painful and very, very expensive. And how you get to that point, that's a good question.
You're not careful, you let Iran go, they're going to develop a nuclear triad just like we have. They're going to have ballistic missile submarines. I'm about to bomb them. I'm not here, but they're going to
have
ballistic missiles, have ballistic missile submarines, and all that kind of stuff. You just let them keep going and going. They'll be like in North Korea, and they'll try to go further and further and further.
All right. Well, thanks, back in, my Bob. We appreciate the call. There are all kinds of options, and the idea, of course, is that the mullahs that run Iran, if they're not running Iran, then a lot of this problem can go away. That might be something they're looking at pretty closely. All right. Stay right there, everybody. We're coming right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. A decision in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York might be reached as early as this week. State Attorney General Letitia James is asking a Manhattan judge to mandate that Trump pay a fine of $370 million in her case against him. The case alleges that Trump falsely inflated the value of real estate to secure more favorable loans. The judge's ruling was anticipated by the end of January. A recent report from the Department of Justice reveals that schools rank as the third most frequently reported locations for hate crimes in the U.S. The numbers surged, more than doubling from 2020 to 2022. Amazon has decided to halt its acquisition of iRobot. Monday, both companies disclosed that they have mutually agreed to cancel the deal, citing no path to regulatory approval in the European Union. Consequently, Amazon is obligated to pay a termination fee of $94 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. Tuesday edition, of course, is rolling along. And we have a lot more to talk about, of course. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to opine this morning. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com. Send me a direct message as well. And it was really great, by the way. I just want to mention again, we heard from Lucy listening on 930. And she was writing in saying that she had been in the hospital for a month, and she said the show has been a lifesaver for her. And she suggested maybe some Stevie Nicks to help keep our hardworking truckers alert at night when we play our song before we do our weather report. And once again, just wanted to say thank you to Lucy for such a kind message. We appreciate that so very much. And she went on over to kylewarrenshow.com, sent us a direct message from there. And once again, we just want to wish you the very best, Lucy, and that you're going to be getting better very soon, and that you'll be heading out of the hospital here soon. We appreciate you very much, and just wanted to mention that one more time. All right, well, you know, we were talking in the last segment there about what to do, obviously, about Iran. And I do think... And we've got another caller here waiting. We'll come up with the caller here in just a moment. Well, I'll tell you what, though. You know, one of the things that Iran wants to do as well is they do want to draw us in to a larger conflict. This is why the Houthis in Yemen are doing what they're doing. This is one of the reasons why I think they want to make a larger conflict. So in concert with whatever kinds of responses the U.S. can make on strategic targets for Iran, whether it be going after these Iran-backed groups are going after something inside of Iran or cutting off, you know, whatever you can cut off for the Iranian regime. Well, in concert with that is we have to have a real good review, and I think there would be broad consensus that what the Trump administration was doing before it left office in the Middle East was working. It was working, and Iran, this notion of containment for Iran was also very, very highly effective, I think. The nuclear program is a major concern. We don't have all the knowledge, at least that we know of. Maybe somebody does in the intelligence community, but as far as the public goes, we're not exactly sure what the capabilities really are. So all these things have to be taken into consideration when looking at what these responses will be. But it absolutely has to be comprehensive. And, you know, I heard one person say earlier, you know, don't have a proportionate response, have a very disproportionate response. Because this has gone beyond, well, they're flying these drones around, or they're lobbing some missiles at shipping, and that's not acceptable, but now we've lost American lives. And we've lost American lives not through some collateral damage or through some other mishap. We've lost it through a direct attack upon our base, and that changes the game. So in concert with whatever it is that we're looking to do, we have to take, again, a look at what was working prior to the Biden administration. But I don't think that would come to be just yet, only because the Biden administration has some weird thing about Iran, some weird thing that it creates this attitude that they have. They've been trying to sort of, you know, be good to Iran for some reason. They, the whole thing with the nuclear program, we're going to get the nuclear program going back again, or the nuclear deal and this kind of thing. Why are they working so hard? And don't forget, the Obama administration sent them huge pallets of cash. Did we just unfreeze the $6 billion? And you're telling me none of that went to helping Israel or helping Hamas attack Israel and all these other things? You know, We got to stop making these boneheaded maneuvers vis-a-vis Iran. And, of course, you know, from their perspective, is it really boneheaded or is it part of an agenda that's happening? I think that's a really good question. All right, Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Good morning again, Neil. How are you?
Kyle, thank you for putting me on.
Sure.
I'm going to try to be a little more serious this time. Maybe not entirely, but... Excuse me, my allergies are bothering me out here, but this whole thing about the hypothetical, nuclear-equipped and armed Iran, I'm sure there are, you know, think tanks out there, a number of them that are gaming this out. And the bottom question, I think, is what is their ultimate objective? Do they want to blow up the world? Do they just want to blow up Israel? I mean, they've been pretty clear that they want to destroy Israel. But, I mean, that's the question. What is their ultimate objective? And do they have a nuke at this time? I mean, we don't know the answer to that question at the retail level. Maybe our intelligence, you know, in spite of their ineptitude, maybe our intelligence community does know that answer, the answer to that question. I don't know.
I think they have a good idea, I'm sure. But see, this goes to everything that we've been talking about throughout this morning. Number one, and that is, where are the operatives that are embedded? And there may be, but it seems to me that part of a comprehensive intelligence program is to have those embeds that are, you know, for lack of a better term, secret agents, right? That are infiltrating into these groups that give us the inside information. And then to pass in some of the, like, the Stuxnet type of a virus attack, that kind of thing.
Do we have them out there? That's a big question in my mind. I mean, I have no confidence in the CIA and our spy network. I mean, I think it's like that guy you see who's wearing a $10 hairpiece. You know, you could spot that from a mile away. Is that how effective our CIA operatives are at this point? I don't know. You know, I don't even, I just don't think they're effective. That's my personal opinion. It's not based on knowledge or observation.
Well,
it's worrisome.
Yeah, it is very worrisome. That's why I'm thinking that, you know, the Iranian people, by the way, you know, they thought they had an opportunity here, what, a couple of years ago to do something different. And the Biden administration, if I recall correctly, really did not lend a hand or support or anything like that. You know, it's the leadership in Tehran is what's driving all of this. And I don't know how you go about, you know, trying to disassemble that without, you know, major strikes or these kinds of things. But there's got to be a way because I think that would help to turn a lot of this off.
Well, if I'm correct, the clerics control the government in Iran. And this has been an issue there for at least 20 years because the non-sectarian population, am I correct on that, sectarian or non-sectarian, the non-religious population, they don't want the clerics controlling the government. But I guess the clerics have the guns, so, you know, they dictate the agenda. I'm not trying to be funny with this comment. Is it possible President Biden is on their payroll? I mean, he's getting, you know, this is another thing. You know, I'm sort of like, you know, this is talking about Admiral Kirby and what, you know, I don't want to, you know, throw anything else at him, but there's another general, retired general. I think his name was, he was the ambassador to Ukraine during the Burisma. I mean, this is like, what the heck was his name? I heard him testify before Congress, and he threw President Trump under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a West Point graduate, okay? I listened to his testimony, and I said to him, this is what West Point gives us? Somebody like this? A betrayal, you know, of the United States government? I mean, this is ridiculous. Is this the chain of command that we're looking at?
Well, yeah, it has to do with the attitudes and the philosophies that seem to go counter to what most Americans are used to in the idea that, you know, it's the walk softly, carry a big stick, and if we're attacked, we really do something about it, as opposed to kind of philosophizing about it, you know, ad nauseum. But Neil and Henderson, I appreciate the call very much. We're heading out to the break, and hope to talk to you again real soon. Take care.
All right. Have a good evening.
You too. All right. That's Neil and Henderson. All the way over in Henderson, Nevada, just outside Las Vegas. I've been to Henderson before. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Lots more to talk about. Final segment of the program coming up on this Tuesday morning. Stay right there.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Pile One.
Oh, no, no, don't do that. Well, Joe Biden, he can head off to bed, but we're going to keep going. And there's a lot more coming up after we're done for the morning here, so you definitely want to stay tuned. Well, folks, again, once again, Kyle Warren with you. I'm glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And, you know, real briefly here, I saw this earlier, and I thought it was important to pass on. Looks like this is from the AP. Toyota and General Motors are telling the owners of about 61,000 older Corolla, Matrix, and RAV4 and Pontiac Vibe models to stop driving them because their Takata airbag inflators are at risk of exploding and hurling shrapnel. That's pretty serious. The urgent warning Monday covers certain Corolla compact cars and Matrix hatchbacks from the 2003 and 2004 model years, as well as the RAV4 and small SUV from 2004 and 2005. Also covered are about 11,000 Pontiac Vibes from 2003 and 2004, which are essentially the same as the Matrix and were made under the same at the same California factory. Most of the vehicles are in the U.S. If the airbag deploys, the part inside is more likely to explode and shoot sharp metal fragments, which could cause serious injury or death to the driver or passenger. So definitely, if you have one of these older ones, 2003, 2004, Corolla, Matrix, RAV4, and looks like Pontiac Vibe, from those years. You may want to contact your dealer and find out if they've not already sent you any kind of recall information. But we like to pass that on when we see something like that. By the way, folks, too, of course, you know, yesterday we talked with Patrick Hyland in this segment of the program. We were talking about, of course, who's going to be going to the Super Bowl. Well, also, what's really cool about the Super Bowl this year is where it's going to be. It's going to be in Las Vegas. And, of course, all of our great listeners listening on 101.5 KDON in Las Vegas, you guys are in for a treat, that is for sure. Last time I was in Vegas, I finally got to see, the huge stadium that was built. And it just looks awesome. I mean, this is going to be an amazing Super Bowl, I think. And, but this from the AP, tickets are on at least one secondary market site were the most expensive in Super Bowl history. So you got that going for you, Las Vegas. In addition, I'm sure, to all the betting that will be going on. But this underscores the anticipation of the game's Las Vegas debut when the defending champion and what is likely the most popular team in the West go in. But the great possibility Taylor Swift will be on hand when the Kansas City Chiefs play the 49ers on February the 11th. But get this, folks. The average purchase price on TickPick was $9,815 on Monday morning. That's nearly double the final average price, $5,795. That's $5,795 for last year's game between the Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles in Glendale, Arizona. It's also more than the previous high of $7,046 for the 2021 game in Tampa, right? Our adopted city of Tampa. The stadium was at least 33% capacity because of COVID-19 restrictions, increasing the demand for each ticket, it says. But this is definitely something, and of course, you know, Las Vegas does stuff, and it does it kind of big, so I'm not surprised, but it's going to be fun on February the 11th, that is for sure. And it's been a lot of fun, by the way, talking with Patrick, who hosts the Sports Zone, by the way, right here on AM 860. You can hear him on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And we're going to be talking about, leading up to the Super Bowl, and certainly when they play the Super Bowl, we're going to have a great time talking with Patrick Hyland. Well, something that I mentioned a little bit earlier in the program, but I think it's important to repeat, and that is looking at the U.S. economy. This from Fox Business. Looks like the U.S. economy is set to slow noticeably as consumer spending loses steam. In other words, looking at the Christmas time spending as kind of the last hurrah. The U.S. economy is set to cool considerably, and as we go through this year, as people start to kind of run out of their savings and have dipped into credit so much. Now, this kind of goes against what we're hearing. There was another article I saw earlier today that said basically Bidenomics is working. It's all working. But the doom and gloom Trump message is what people are believing. Well, guess what, folks? I guess you could ask just about anybody and get a different answer. But if people can't spend, the economy is going to really start having problems. Not that I want it to, but I think it's just mechanical. This is just what will happen. And unless there's huge interest rate cuts, that might stimulate something. But, if wages don't keep up with inflation, that's huge. If you can't buy as much at the grocery store, that's huge. And when you start having to make real changes to your kitchen table budget and make sacrifices and start feeling that pain, well, you're going to react. You're going to start doing things in order to try to ease that pain. So I don't know. Is it a booming economy by the time the election rolls around? I don't know that that's in the cards. And, of course, there are hopefully better ways of getting the environment going, an atmosphere where people can prosper. All right, James in Clearwater, you're on the program. Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Kyle. As far as what we're going to be able to do militarily, I think you go after the expat multi-billionaires that are taking all the U.N. money that should be going to these people. and that are funding these nefarious actions. And if they start disappearing, I can promise you their allies or minions or puppets that are launching these things will be reeled in quite quick. As far as the Houthis go, if you take out sites one at a time, Iran's going to replace them one at a time. If you take a Moab and take out their headquarters in a city block at the same time, it's going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I want to mention is this whole nonsense about Trump coming in as a dictator or whatever else. It's a pure case of projection here. Howard and Piven, you know, rules of radicals. You accuse your opponent of what you're doing yourself. It's obviously they're doing things like what a dictator would. I mean, look at the border and anything else you don't want to think about as far as government overreach. So anytime somebody says, oh, he's going to be a dictator, you just say, ah, they're practicing the rule of radicals. They're accusing us of what they're doing. We're on to their game. And do it every time it's mentioned. I think we'll start to turn the tide here.
I think you are right on the money, James. That's exactly it. Yeah, they are accusing Trump or anybody else, you know, the taking out our democracy, or and they're the sole defenders of it, blah, 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 because they know that what they're trying to do is to establish a much more command and control kind of society and government than we've ever seen. Absolutely.
One last thing.
Sure.
Is the government structure itself is now pro-Islamist. Obama wasn't a true Muslim. He was a Nation of Islam Muslim, but he was definitely pro-Islamist. All the text in the training manuals for the FBI and CIA and military, militant Islam is taken out. You have devout Islam. The more devout you are, the more you're going to do these kind of things, because that's what you're taught. That's what the prophet taught. You know, convert or die.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can't say that, oh, they're horrible Islamists. No, they're very dedicated. They're very devout. It's just a matter of how do we change our hearts and minds. You know, if Christians would act and live the way they're supposed to, they would never be in the other religion. It starts there.
Well, I appreciate the call very, very much. And, you definitely want to be a good witness. That is for sure. Well, James in Clearwater, thank you so much, and hope that you have a great rest of the morning, and hope to hear again from you real soon. Take care.
You too.
All right. Thanks again. James in Clearwater, everybody. Great call. And, again, that's right. You know, you've got the mullahs and the clerics and those who are calling the shots in Iran and in the Middle East, and yes, they have they're on a mission. And I like the way Frank Silvato put it yesterday, kind of quoting the Blues Brothers. They're on a mission from God, and at least that's what they think. And this is part and parcel of what you're dealing with in terms of how do you try to navigate. There's a fanaticism that goes on. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Great program this morning. Thank you for listening. We will see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Take care out there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.